they have changed their tactics completely to engage enemy forces in daylight in company size and battalion size formations, as opposed to conducting vehicle bombs, explosive, and other type of terrorist attacks against women and children in marketplaces or government buildings. This is a formation now that attacks a military organization, the Iraqi security forces, and does it using conventional tactics.
It'll seem extraordinary to many that that was a bit of a ragtag terrorist organization not so long ago is now an effective army, it seems, that can take on an army the size of the Iraqi army, albeit not a very good army, but nonetheless a very large army, and one with an enormous amount of equipment for all the reasons that we know of.
Yeah, it is quite extraordinary. When the ISIS began their what is now infamous assault, many of the Iraqi units on the field only had 50 to 60% of the people present for duty because their desertion rate has literally doubled and trebled. All that said, it's still a large army, as you pointed out, and it's still a well-equipped army, but unfortunately, it lacks will. And an army who has no allegiance to its government, is not willing to take risks for it, to preserve their way of life, is an army almost in name only.
So you have little doubt that ISIS could take Baghdad, and that, therefore, would be the end of Iraq as we know it.
Baghdad of 7 million people, and given the size of it, is quite different than Mosul of, a little bit less than two. But I think with a systematic campaign, and assuming Maliki's incompetence continues, it certainly is possible. One would think that this is a shock to Maliki, and he begins to bring together some of his more competent generals and ask them what needs to be done. Certainly, one, he needs to shore up his Iraqi security forces, and I believe he'll do that with Shia militia forces quite considerably. Two, try to keep down some of the Sunni tribes from joining this movement by making political concessions to them. And I would also expect him to seek some military aid and some military assistance from the United States. I honestly don't know what our reaction will be by our government as to how much assistance they will give him, but certainly he should make the request, and I would hope they would assist him.
What should that reaction from Washington be, given many people will say the United States got us into this crisis, this disaster, they should help get us out of it?
Well, I've always felt that there is some sense of responsibility there. And it wouldn't surprise you that I totally disagreed with the two major decisions the United States made under the administration we have now. One is not to leave a residual force in place, but equally significant was the fact that the United States government distanced itself from the Maliki government. Maliki knew that he was dealing with a completely different administration, one that appeared to have no allegiance to him, nor any interest in a strategic partnership as they had gone forward. And Maliki knew that he was quite on his own here by comparison to what he was used to dealing with the previous administration.
When history is written, do you believe it will record the invasion of 2003 as an unmitigated disaster?
I certainly have never thought it was fruitless in terms of what it did accomplish. The invasion, regardless of what its motivation was, the net result was those people were free and they've had multiple elections since. Their potential is quite extraordinary. And unfortunately, Maliki's nefarious activities, really denied them the opportunity to kind of continue to have the kind of political inclusion that most fledgling democracy who want to mature into something substantial are willing to do. And he was given an enormous opportunity by the Bush administration who essentially had assisted in defeating the Al-Qaeda, the Sunni tribes, had entered into the political class, and they were beginning to thrive. And as soon as we left in 2011, the real Maliki emerged, and he drove all of his opponents out of the political system and punished many of them. And what we have in front of us is certainly a result of that, and it is very unfortunate.
General Keane, many thanks.